Broadcasting somewhere beyond the Kingdom of Nye, a.k.a. the Deep Night Ticket, during the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound. Brought to you by Hagwood Property Tax Consultants and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
All right, 11:37 here. Oh, stand by on that. Here on the late night Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound. I heard you guys doing the your mini Hall of Fame segment, and George Michael got brought up, who got in. And, man, I could not agree with you more.
Thank you.
He's a bit. That's a bad bit.
And I'm not planning on going solo.
I used to be in that camp, but I've softened on him. I think he was
wake me up.
A really good singer.
Yes, I agree.
A really
nice voice.
Charismatic pop star and a good songwriter.
Okay,
I'll give you some of that, but do you think Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and think of him?
No, but, I mean, like but Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, what does that even mean?
Well, I mean, forget
it's,
any
it's
hall,
the
any,
pop music hall of
any
fame.
Any music okay, hall of music, fame.
The pop music hall of fame. Oh, yeah. See, to me, he's borderline because he was huge for, what, 5 to 10 years?
If that, 5 years.
Oh, it's more than that. You're way
like,
that's
at least
stupid.
12 to 15 years from and the early 80s to the late 90s.
You know what?
Nobody liked him in the 90s.
And you can't be upset if people don't know anything about a certain type of music, because when you guys talked about that,
right,
and you kind of started naming the people that didn't get in, and then you name someone, say, oh, man, they should have been in. And you name someone, oh, man, they should have been in. You get to a Tribe Called Quest. And then you guys, you don't know anything about them.
No.
So you just gloss over like it's nothing. And those guys are so freaking instrumental. And it's one of the like I'm yelling, like, they should be in. Like, that is the soundtrack of me in high school and college. That's the one thing I love about music, because it's so subjective. And it's so that Jake could love something and I could absolutely not stand it. And we're so strong about what we're thinking. But you're not, you know, you're not wavering from your opinion because you love it so much. Tribe is everything
absolutely.
To me, dude.
This is why I've always had a huge problem with the concept of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, yeah, yeah.
The regular Hall of Fame for sports, weird to me. They're team sports. But the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I just...
Yeah, and it's they probably should
meant to hit different people differently.
They should have said the Music Hall of Fame and not Rock and Roll, because everybody gets hung up on rock and roll.
Yeah,
because you know the Whispers making a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just seems weird. It really does. But it's a
the Spinners.
Really, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I thought it's the Whispers.
No, the Spinners.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It's the Spinners. And. But still, that's still weird to say that they are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They should rename that.
But even if they did,
but at that
time, they were rock and roll.
The Spinners? They had no rock and roll in them. That's
classified.
R&B.
I know, but
what
was classified?
That's street
I mean,
R&B. What did they even call that back then?
Rhythm and blues. It's R&B music.
Radio stations were calling that rock, though.
The Spinners?
Yeah, they were
not
getting played on Adult Contemporary in the 70s, and before that, they were... I think getting played on basically rock stations.
Like LL Cool J is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Now it seems weird that he's there, but musically he's been so good for so long that if you have a music, quote-unquote, I know it's generic, but you have the Football Hall of Fame and Baseball Hall of Fame. It should be just music or Musical Hall of Fame.
It should.
So people won't get hung up on the fact.
But it is where the only people getting,
that LL is in a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
But getting back to George Michael, though. Yeah, I guess he's a top 10 name of the 80s.
I don't know.
Just like the old decade.
He was.
Yeah. You can't tell the story of the 80s without George Michael.
You probably can't.
Wham.
Impact on the game.
It just surprised
Teach
me.
Us.
That's what surprised me.
Better
like
things.
It.
I just didn't think he had much soul.
No, I couldn't stand it.
I'm doing all Wham at Summer Bash.
Oh.
You're
better than that.
Hold you.
I thought you were doing Mr. T.
Are we going to do Bee Gees
Summer
again?
Bash.
RDA. Where are we going? I can't take anymore.
How about Corey?
Corey.
Hey, Corey.
Sa, Dez.
Sa.
Sa.
Hey, I was going to say something about Craig Miller. Is he still there?
No, just checked out.
Hey, huge fan. Huge fan.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. He'll appreciate that.
Speaking about dildos, Dave Lane, did you whittle your dill to your size or to somebody else's you liked before?
What?
That's a great question.
Whittle your dill?
It's an old orphanage story, if I could tell you the abbreviated version. I was at a Boy Scout camp when I was in middle school, and we had a lot of free time, and we used to like to go to the concession stand where they had Foursquare, and you could get a candy bar and a Coke and hang out in the afternoon. And so my buddy and I would go and hang out at the trading post, and we would get sticks, and we would whittle them with our pocket knives. And we thought it would be really funny if we whittled dildos.
Yeah.
And so I was whittling a dildo, and I was trying to get the ridge just right, and I sliced the crap out of my finger, and I have a I have a scar to this day. You can see that, Jub.
Son of a gun. Yeah.
That's my whittling a dill scar. And so to answer the caller's question, it was not my phallus. It was not anyone else's phallus. I was just whittling the phallus that the wood spoke to me and told me it should be.
Like a true artist. Yeah.
So. That makes total sense.
Doesn't
there you
it?
Go.
Yeah. How old were you?
13.
It's been in him.
Yeah. I mean, you wonder, why does he see a penis everywhere?
Yeah.
You're like Seth Rogen in Superbad.
I picked up a stick and made it into a penis.
I didn't hear the latest Dave story yet. Jonah. Has he done it yet? Did I miss that today?
What did I say?
Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Oh, the latest Dave story? The Trader Joe story? Should I tell that now?
We're gonna, save that
for the rant.
For daytime.
Yeah, we'll save it for
tomorrow.
No, no, no. Okay. It's not a daytime story. But we're going to do – so tomorrow, Junes is going to do his Coast to Coast.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to do Rant Revival Part 2 afterwards.
Oh. And so I'll tell – we're after you guys.
I'll tell the Trader Joe's story in the Rant Revival tomorrow.
Okay.
But
awesome.
I had problems.
When's the last time you don't get to play? When's the last time you guys had to go and it didn't go well?
Go where?
Go.
Oh.
Go where?
Bad bathroom.
But
like the last time you didn't make it.
It's been.
No, I've got an amazing streak.
I think I was
40 years.
Two.
Two. Okay. Yeah.
Two.
All right. Well, we'll see how I did tomorrow.
Yeah. No, mine's not as recent as yours. But I had, it was probably, I could look this up by Cowboys-Saints game, but I went to a Cowboys-Saints game with my wife and my father-in-law.
That was some jambalaya?
It had everything. Everything. And we went to a hotel bar afterward, and the way I remember this story is Big Head Helmet Guy was there.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me. God.
Yeah. It was like some swanky hotel bar.
I would have thought I
was
on
acid.
Are you in
New Orleans or Dallas?
New Orleans.
Okay.
And he lives, my father-in-law lives not too far away from there. And I knew it was about a 40-minute walk from the Dome. And I knew I wasn't going to make it. And I didn't.
Oh. So
hot shark.
Where did you?
I went to the bathroom at the hotel. Like, I went to a hotel lobby bathroom, and it was packed. It was a Sunday night football. It was a primetime game. And there was people everywhere. The whole hotel was packed. The bar was packed. And I went in there, and I waited for a stall, and I used, like, my underwear to clean myself.
You know what? I will take that back. I'm lying to you. I was in.
And I just ditched them.
Yeah. I was in.
You didn't keep them?
Well, obviously. But I just knew, all right, well, this is the best I can do right
That's
now.
Horrible.
I don't know if my wife knows that happened.
I was in Italy.
I need to text
her. And there was
hit her up.
They don't have a lot of public bathrooms in Italy.
They do not.
No. So you have to struggle to find somewhere.
What do they want you to do?
Just buy something, go in.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. Because you're going to all the different
businesses. Which also happens in New Orleans.
But they don't have a public bathroom for you to use.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I had to run and find a restaurant in Italy. And, yeah, I had to Ditch the draws.
See, this, you were telling me two.
No, I just remembered two. That. No, I truly was.
See,
two.
I didn't remember mine until Dave teased his story earlier, and I thought,
no, it was when I was two. No, it was last week.
Yeah, no.
Wait, when was the Italy story?
When I go to Italy, 2017, 2019, something like that.
But how could you forget yourself? Dude.
I just remember.
I don't believe.
And then I fessed up.
No, you memory hole it. You're like, I'm not.
Yeah, no, that's traumatic. As you're walking around the streets of a foreign country by yourself.
Yeah.
With a load in your pants. Smelling like a barn.
Trying to find somewhere to go. It's like, okay, I'm not going to make it. Please,
it's
please.
Burning with every step.
Like
burning.
I walk like into three or four businesses. There's like no public bathroom. So I finally found like a restaurant. It just made a beeline.
I shouldn't have gotten that spicy spaghetti sauce.
Hey, look, Donovan, he caught another one.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Big old catfish.
This is the dumbest show.
Now, that's a monster.
Yeah.
No one cares.
Like red-tailed catfish.
That is a crazy-looking fish.
Yeah.
It's like a chicken.
And he like fishes in like the Amazon and stuff. It's really cool.
Yeah, see, don't take a crap on this. This is a fun show.
Not a bad show. And the guy kind of looks
not
like
so
the
bad.
Late, great Bud Grant.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
Or you're catch and release?
Anti-cat,
yeah,
anti-fishing.
Do you fish?
No.
Well, I don't, like, ever growing up or anything?
No.
Never?
You missed out.
Did your dad?
No, I didn't. No, I don't think so. If you did, it didn't take me.
I'm going to take you fishing.
I don't want to go.
It's going
to
be fun.
Why?
Because there's a sport to it.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
It's just a time waste, but it's fun.
It can be kind of a time waste, but
well, then I don't. You're not selling me.
You're out on the water. It's nice.
Out.
Yeah.
What's wrong with being out in the water?
Out.
See, here's where I am, Jubb. I love being the guy that gets invited to go on the boat.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to
right.
own the boat and clean the boat and
right.
deal with the boat
yeah.
and gas up the boat.
But right. the problem is,
I'll take Davey fishing.
You have to be on the boat.
Being on the boat, being
have you
on
ever
the water,
been on a
that's
boat?
Fun.
In
that
a
is
lake?
Great.
Yes.
And?
It's just not all that fun. I'm sorry.
I think it's awesome. I'm with you.
Well, you guys can hold each other's dildos and go right on the lake.
Whoa.
I like skiing and stuff.
Yeah, what about that? What about, like, tubing or...
Yeah, I'm out.
Trying to wakeboard or surf?
No, thank you. Just have
you
no desire.
You love surfing.
It's just not fun, man. Like, Corby implored me to learn how to swim. And I do think I have the survival skills that if I'm dropped off in water,
yeah.
I will not die. But I am not actively going out and trying, searching to go swimming anytime.
We'll get a life jacket on you in the lake.
It's just not fun.
That's what we always say anyway.
I don't enjoy it. So I feel like that should be.
You used to say that about golf.
An okay excuse to say I don't enjoy swimming. It's just not fun.
No, I understand that totally.
But I don't want to go.
I'm not asking you to swim across a lake.
You said that about black girls and now you're married. And that's great.
I'm saying just go fishing with me in the lake. I think we'd have a good time, especially if we're catching them, like the red-tailed catfish he just caught.
He doesn't look
like Jeremy Wade is.
I don't think you hear what I'm saying.
Okay, fine. Forget it.
I don't effing want to go.
Okay.
You don't think that nature is beautiful?
Yeah, what about nature? It's really pretty places to go.
So overrated. You guys want
to? This guy's going to Santorini in a couple weeks, and he wants
go
to
go out and watch storms and all that stuff. That's dangerous. Who wants to watch that?
I don't
crap?
Want to watch storms.
Ooh, I love watching storms.
See,
I love weather and kickers.
He does. He really does.
And swimming, you know, your skin's all wrinkled up, and you smell dumb.
It smells dumb.
It's so dumb. I don't. Why is this so fun?
Okay,
to get in a whole bunch of water that people are peeing in and animals are peeing in. And, oh, this is great.
Okay.
So stupid.
I mean, you know, like all the.
Now that he puts it that way.
All the grass.
Missing out, Donnie.
All the grass is covered in urine in some way.
Okay, yeah. I'm not rolling around and I'm not.
Walk barefoot?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Fair.
He has a lot of hang-ups.
It's not hang-ups.
Yeah, it's hang-ups.
It's phobias and hang-ups.
Yeah. It's not phobias. Yeah. It's just...
Used to say that about golf, too. Oh, man, there's no way.
You know
way.
What? I was never bashing golf. I just never played.
But you, when I said to you, hey, you may enjoy this.
Yeah,
there
probably
is no
not.
Way.
I probably was just...
Same thing you said, about fishing.
So well, that's saying, true. I'm not going to
You had an open
fish.
Mind, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, this is kind of fun.
No, standing there just waiting for a fish to bite a line to pull it into a boat. Woo-hoo!
There is easy fishing, though.
Yeah. Like a stock pond? That's cheap.
Well, like what we do down in, I guess it's the bayou, I don't know,
Noodling?
For redfish. It's
redfish,
basically
yeah.
like you can see them.
Yeah, every
You're
cast
You're just aiming,
almost.
Cast, hit them, money.
Have at it.
Okay, yeah.
Right, fine.
I wasn't trying to force you.
It sounds like you are. He's trying to get me on a boat. Where you want to take me?
That
well, we
that
we
felt like
we
a leading
fishing.
Question.
We can go fishing. We do a lot of things.
Yeah, you. You kind of ran the fake on that one and set me up three or four times.
All right. All right. We'll be back. Deep Night Ticket.
Holla.